This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Let's continue looking at God's answer to the issue of rich and poor in the church. James explains that every believer is equal before God. He shows us how to relate to each other in love and acceptance, irrespective of our status in life. We should be impartial, never showing favoritism. To help us in this, he reminds us that we are accountable to God for the way we treat and think about one another. In James 2:12-13 and 5:1-6, we are reminded that we are going to be judged. If we go about judging others rather than showing mercy to them, we will be judged by God without mercy. In other words, you will reap what you sow. James is rather blunt in addressing the rich who take advantage of others to gain their wealth. God is just and will hear the cry of the disadvantaged. He will not overlook the injustices of the wealthy or anyone. But notice what he says in James 2:13. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Praise God for mercy. Mercy means you will not experience what you deserve. We should show mercy to others even when they take advantage of us. God is merciful, but if we are judgmental without mercy, we cut ourselves off from God's mercy toward us. In the light of what James says about the rich and poor and their responsibility to love each other as brothers and sisters who are one in Christ, how do you feel about yourself in relation to fellow believers? How do you act toward fellow believers? Do you have a clear conscience about your relationship with others? I hope you do. To review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.